John, how we doing?
Nick, what's going on, sir? John with Local Flash.
What's that?
Oh, no, I was saying, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Oh, just building the deck in this hot-ass weather.
Oh, man, tell me about it. This heat wave is crazy, isn't it?
Now, where are you at again?
So, I'm in Alabama now, and, yeah, let me tell you, I'm feeling it today. Bought a kiddie pool for my daughter.
Like 90 or something right now. I'd have to look at my map, but I'm sure it's hotter down there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's Florida weather, if anything.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Yeah, we're at 91. And hot weather, it don't bother me none. Yeah, you sweat a little bit more, but,
right.
Man, are you loose? You know what I mean? You feel good.
I hear
you. You just got to take a sweat rag to your face every now and then, but that's all right.
Hey, get the workout in, you know?
There you go.
Yes, sir. Well, Nick, I know you wanted me to reach out and see if we can pick up our conversation and everything here. You're building a deck, though, so you tell me, you got some time here or what?
No, I'm ready to go. I got my debit card right here ready to go. I promised you I would do this, and I wanted to do it.
All right, partner. Well, I promised you a lot of things as well, too, so you'll see as bringing everything up here that I keep to those promises, okay? So, very first thing is doing everything by the book, okay? Nick is short for Nicholas, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then last name, Hein, H-E-I-N, is that right?
Yep, just like the ketchup bottle without the Z.
I love it.
Some
right.
People like it, and sometimes I don't even get a chuckle. It's like, God damn, are you a square?
Really?
You've been living under a rock for that one, man, if you don't get that, you know?
Right. You not understand that reference that's been around for, you know, but what do you do?
And then, now, remember, even after payment, I'm going to make sure you see your invoice, your text, and email. So I want to make sure I have the right email. Is it albatross, customcarpentry99@gmail.com? Is that the right one?
Correct, sir.
Okay. And then for us to contact you is the number we're talking on right now. It's the best number, I'm assuming, right? Ending with the 7379.
Yep.
Okay. And your customers, you want them to reach out to the same phone number, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. And then, now, this next part is all for Google, so I have to have it on point, okay? I have the business name as Albatross. Am I even pronouncing that correctly? My accent's a little funny. Oh, okay. Custom Carpentry. And now, the next part is completely optional to you. So I want to make sure you understand that Google does not require you to show your physical address to the public, but they do require a physical address to get verified. And even if you're already verified, they will come to us and ask us anyway. So let's start off with confirming the address. I have 2140 Hardy Lane, 48462. Is that a good address?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to keep that hidden from the public, or do you want to showcase to the public?
Now, sometimes people like to see that because, hey, you're a local guy, I'm hiring you. I've actually had that multiple times, so that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Definitely. And if you're okay with that, then perfect. If it ever comes to the point where you need to change it, again, you're not married to any of this stuff. I want to make sure our team is available for you to make those adjustments. That way they have your back, okay? Utilizing us for your – I'll put it this way. You're paying for it. Utilize the team, okay?
Yeah, if I ever call the bitch, it's always going to be calling you, so it's fine.
All right, sounds good. Now, I will make sure you'll have my email as a secondary form of contact. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a time and date that's fit for you to jumpstart on everything. Our team does the onboarding system with you. So do you have an hour window to speak with them? I can set up as early as tomorrow if you'd like, but up to you.
I do, just don't know when.
Okay. Is there
It's just over the phone, obviously.
Correct. Yes, sir. You don't have to be in front of the phone.
Okay.
Or in front of the computer, what did I just say? In front of the phone.
Right. What's the earliest you could do it?
The earliest or latest?
Earliest.
Earliest I could do is 10 a.m. your time. Eastern Standard Time.
That ain't going to work. Yeah. What's the latest you can do it?
Latest I could do is 6 to 7.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, cool. And I'm going to send you a Google invite through email. Like I said, I just want to make sure you have two forms of contact for me. But as long as you keep the communication alive, they'll be happy to accommodate to switch it over and reschedule whatever from there, okay? So give me one.
Yeah, we'll shoot for tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yes, tomorrow it is. All right, so now let me do this here. I'm going to send it. It's going to come from JSEO@localsquash.com. I'm sending it right Well, actually, let me put your name in there. Boom. All right, there we go. I'm sending it right now. Let me know once you got it, and I'm going to put a reminder for them as well, too.
And this is an email, right?
Okay. You got it. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right, that way you have another way to contact me just in case. It is call center, so email is always the best way to contact me just because I'm always on the phone most of the time, but I can also see the emails come through and respond in a quick manner.
Right.
All right, and then the reminder is in there for them now. Boom. I can't believe it's the 18th. The 18th is tomorrow. It's wild. All right. And now the next part. So showcase on Google. What do you really like to put for hours of operations? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
24/7.
Amanda doesn't sleep. I love it. All right. And then
money don't sleep. Neither do I.
I love that. Actually, I might be stealing that from you, man. All right, just saying. All right. And then now, as far as the distance, I mentioned that this package goes about 50, 55. I'm going to try to put it as far as I possibly can for you, a 55-mile radius. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, cool. And again, we'll talk about the other packages later here, but if anything, I will tell this again just to make sure you don't forget. If you ever decide to upgrade your package in the future when you're doing very well, please don't forget to reach out to me because I can apply the same promotional rate to the other packages. It would kill me to hear that you paid the normal rate. You'd be wasting, I'm going to say wasting, hundreds of dollars a month for it. Okay, so please don't forget that. The next part, Nick, on payment structure for your customers, how do you accept payment from them? Do you do cash only, Zelle, check,
yeah,
Venmo?
Most of the time. I haven't done Venmo yet because I just don't trust it and I don't know why.
We're not affiliated with these guys, but can I give a suggestion on this one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Zelle actually does very well for me, anyway.
Zelle.
It's correct. Yeah, it's bank account to bank account. No one sees your bank account. You just your phone number is linked to it, so they just say, "All right, yeah, I'll Zelle it to you." You give them your phone number, and bam, it's instant. There's no taxes on it. There's no fees on it, and it works very fast.
Yeah, I might have to get. Yeah, I've had a couple ask and. But it's never been an issue yet, so that's probably why I've never pushed it.
Right, right. It's
like
not broken, we're going to fix it. Yeah, I hear you. All right. And then, now the business itself, it's licensed and insured, correct?
It's what? I'm sorry.
It's licensed and insured?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. I kind of figured I'd have to ask. And then, now, as far as your services, this is your bread and butter right here, so I want to make sure you're always being found for the most important stuff first, and I'm going to send this over to our team today. That way, when they speak to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They know exactly what type of business you have, put keywords already in the algorithms to go over with you. So,
right.
What's the services that, from like most important to least, I guess you could say? I mean, you don't have to put everything out there, but as much as possible, that'd be great.
Dex.
Okay.
Floors.
Like floors. Okay.
Finished basements.
Finished basements. Okay.
Trim work.
Trim work. Got it.
Doors. Even exterior doors. All doors.
Okay. So I'm going to put interior and exterior.
Windows.
Doors. Windows. Okay.
Drywall work.
Drywall work. Okay.
And painting. I sometimes do that. Don't prefer it, but I'm good at it, so.
All right. Do you want to do just interior, exterior, or both?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
I won't end up painting the whole entire house on the outside, but
all right.
I don't want to get into that, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be worth it. I mean, the customers talk to you directly. You can weed them out as well, too. So that'll be easy from that point. Now, let's make sure here. I remember you had 2 GBPs that was set up last time I saw this. So I want to make sure that we clean that up for you because that's like hurting yourself. You're fighting against your own self on that one.
Right.
Now, let's take a look at it, see if anything's changed here. Boom. Yeah, 2 of them. Obviously, you want to keep the one that has the reviews on there, correct?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. just making sure. I want to make sure I put that in.
Yeah, there's a couple bullshit reviews on there, but nothing I can do about them. There's
right.
one in there that's nasty as hell. He held a grudge, and he ended up trying to sue me in court, and I contacted
really?
Google, and I said,
okay.
I won in court. I have the paperwork. And I said, we don't care. I said, he put on there that I was a predator.
What?
Yeah, you can read it. It's from Gavin Smith, or Gavin S., or whatever it may be. He put a whole two pages on there. It was ridiculous. He was
oh
a rich guy
God.
That didn't, he liked to get his way because he was rich, and he thought he could boss me around, and I told him otherwise.
Jeez, man.
So I
well,
kicked his ass in court, and I kept the paperwork just in case. I still have it.
Good for you. No, for real, because that's just messed
just
up, man.
In case anybody ever has a question, I said, oh, yeah, this gentleman that I won in court with? Yeah.
Yep,
and you're going to get that. You're no matter what business, you're always going to have negative reviews. It doesn't matter because you're just going to piss someone off.
Exactly. You know, and it's unfortunate, but it's everyone's got their voice, their opinion, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But what
right.
matters is,
you
took care of the issue, and that's that. Right, and if customers are gonna, put that against you, then they ain't your right customers. Let's put it that way.
Right, and I have 30. There's a couple bad ones on there. No big deal. But other than that, like 36 of them are all fantastic. So it's like, okay, clearly this guy has no issues.
Right.
Clearly, the other people that do.
Yeah. And it shows. Customers look at that. They're not just gonna glance and say, oh, battery gone. No, if anything, they'll read up on it a little bit more. They'll start doing research. The ones that you want to spend your time with, I promise
yep.
you this one, All right,
yeah, this is 3 years ago, so it doesn't matter anymore. Anyway.
Yeah, 3 years ago, too. That's a long time. All right, so I'm sending this to our team right here. I just reviewed it. Now, the next part is to protect you for your pricing, okay, before I accept the payment. That way, I just want to make sure you're protected in general. So I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify him and try to answer
yeah.
as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, you stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's my job, okay? So before I even get started, I want to make sure you have our direct phone number saved, okay? Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give this phone number now.
Oh, the phone number? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then let me go. I'll just put it into a text, and then I'll worry about it later.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, 877.
Okay.
635.
Mm-hmm.
6225. You got it.
Okay.
All right. And you can save it as local splash. I mean, it's voice activated for our customers. You could say Google. You could say client support, billing, whatever it is. Facebook. There'll always be a team to pop open this account and know exactly how to help you and make modifications from there. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put John, best friend.
There you go. love it. and listen, just to keep a reminder on this one, too, I mean, it isn't my job, but I like to put myself out there as well. If you can't get a hold of someone in a timely manner, reach out to me. I'll make sure you get contacted within the first 24 hours, okay, with the right people that can
right.
take care of it. Okay. All right, cool. All right, I want to make sure you're taken care of. So here we go. I'm going to hit record, and let's get it going. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Albatross Custom Carpentry.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Hine, owner-operator.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user.
Nobody else is going to do that for sure.
Right. We're actually going to, this is on the recording here, but afterwards, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, you know you're talking to us, and we know we're talking to you as well, so that we're keeping
yeah.
everything confidential, keeping it that way. All right. So, anyways, right. And so you'll be an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yep.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Which means?
Actually, it means two different things. So one thing it means, we can't read your mind. If we're running Facebook target marketing ads and, you know, you want us to add a picture or change the promotion, we're not going to know. We can't read your mind on that one. So please let us know and communicate that we can make that happen. The other thing that it means is, let's say, same scenario, working on your Facebook ads, and then you have someone else touching on it and messing it up. Guess what? We're going to be like, hey, it's a glitch in here. We're going to be lost. So please let us know.
Right.
That way we're not, we understand everything that's happening. All right. Okay. Now, so your payment for the initial term in account setup will be charged today on June 17th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything we spoke about, okay, Nicholas? Next part. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 17th of each month in the amount of only $249. And it'll be $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your... What was that?
Unless I fire you guys, right?
Unless, well, it won't even get to that point, eh?
Right.
All right. So you know, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Just as promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protecting your pricing and everything. And hopefully it never, ever gets to the point, but if you ever did decide to part ways, I think 3 days in advance is more than generous on there so that we're not being billed for the upcoming month, you know?
Yeah, that's I don't think about that. It's just on the client to remember.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, here, the next part, I joke around about this a lot, but I've actually seen a customer of mine that actually got locked out. I couldn't go over anything with him because he totally forgot his own answer that he made up. So please don't forget your own answer you make up here. It's a pretty generic 3 questions. You could choose any one of them. But again, don't forget, okay? So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Well... Might as well just do mother's maiden name that I won't forget.
Okay. And again, I'm not going to repeat it aloud, and we can never change it or give it out. So what would that answer be?
Debbie Zelkowski.
Okay, you're going to have to definitely do the spelling for me.
Yeah, Polish written all over it. So it's Zell, as in Z-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Kowski, so K-O-W. S-K-I, I believe, is how it was spelled. And
okay,
not like
perfect.
It mattered.
You never know. I want to make sure I put everything in correctly.
Well,
so
that's how I remember how to spell it, so.
Okay. That's the most important part, then.
Yeah, so it's irrelevant. It's like, yeah, however, I want to fucking spell it.
Right. And, again, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out the answer. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that way you know it's a red flag if not. So I'm putting both first and last name in there, okay? Now, the last part here is payment structure. On the card, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Let me see here. It is going to be your business debit card. So Nicholas L., as in Leo, which is actually my middle name. Nicholas L. Hine.
Beautiful. All right. You get some pretty cool names, man. Mine's pretty simple.
Oh, I wish it was my first name.
You know, believe it or not, I go by my middle name. My first name is David, but I go by my middle name, John. Yeah, that's wild.
Shit, I said it in that.
You all right?
Yeah, it's too late in the ball game now, so I'll go by Nick.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Too old now. All
right. Yes. So, Nick, on the card, is it the same billing address, the 2140?
Yep.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
What the hell is it? Oh, right here, Visa. Duh.
Okay. Hey, I get confused with Visa.
Right on the front of the card.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I crack up every time I talk about you. All right. So, Nick, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm saying for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
4838 2600 12 23 1429.
Right. And the expiration on that?
0328.
Okay. Last but not least, the security code.
006.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I hope you don't mind, I like to legit, like, refresh this account, like, 3 different times in our systems because now you know I'm lying, man. Like, it's really legit more than 50-60% off. Okay, so I want to make sure it stays that way. Give me a second. Refresh one more time just in case. All right, looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please speak on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my last promise. That's just to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. So let me know whichever comes first to you, and I can direct you to see the breakdown of everything we discussed on paper for you.
Sure.
All right, cool. And one other thing, too, while we're looking at this, too, far as website, did we get to talk about website at all?
Did we?
Yes, sir. Does that one I put in?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Okay.
I think we did. It's been a minute, so that's all.
Yeah, it's just been a minute. So what I'm doing is, because I didn't see the website or website been built yet, I'm going to throw that in there, include it in your package, and it's no additional cost. We usually charge extra for websites. I'm just letting you know that. It's on me on this one for you. So for the life of you being with us, you will not have to pay for a website, okay? So I'm going to put that in notes right now. And it went through on my side, so let me know once you get that text or email. And I'm going to put this right here.
Yeah, it went through.
Okay, beautiful. And then there should be a text that, or an email that says local splash initial invoice. Click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Say that one more time.
It should say like a text message that comes through or an email that will say local splash initial invoice. Okay.
Yep.
In there, it will have a link to click. It says click here to accept your subscription terms.
I agree to text messages, phone number, whatever.
I mean, take your time. I'm here with you. If you have any questions or concerns, everything is in there as promised. Just want to make sure you see everything like I mentioned. Once everything is in there and that you see it, great. Yep, those two small check boxes are super small. And then you're going to type your name exactly how it shows on the card with the middle initial. And then that's your last part you have to do. But let me know where it takes you after that.
Okay. Why won't you confirm here?
Flip your phone sideways, and then it should be able to do it.
Signature does not match. Oh, maybe it has to match the card. That's probably why.
Yeah, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Unless I spelled something wrong in there.
Oh, no, we're good now.
Okay.
Well, it says username and password.
Beautiful. We're all done. All right, so very first thing is that's your next best friend. That's the tracking system I was telling you about. It's so user-friendly that you'll be able to even update your website through that as well. But, again, our team will be able to do that. You can track your phone numbers, keywords, everything in there. So you should get in a next text soon in regards to the login and password, but our team will, they'll go over and show you how to maneuver through it because it is that important. So it's very important on that.
Well, we're doing that tomorrow, though?
Correct. Yes, sir. That's tomorrow.
Okay. I'll just get out.
You're looking sharp, man. Welcome to the family. All right. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, we'll see what you sons of bitches can do.
All right. Challenge accepted. Let's go.
I'm checked out. That's where I'm at. Let's go.
Yes, sir. I'm at way with you, man. Actually, the very first thing is, though, I have a lot of notes for the two GBPs to make sure that we clean that up so that way you can move up quicker in the ranking and get some quality calls coming through. That's very important. So I left it on there for them and the link and everything. So you're all set, man. Did you have any questions for me before I let you go?
Nope, I'm just going back to work.
All right, partner. Hey, you should get one of those, I just got this. It was a neck brace thing that's like an air conditioner for you. Have you ever seen this?
No, I feel like that's interesting, so I don't know if I can use that during.
I'm serious. Yeah, it's a portable one. Doesn't have to have wires or anything. It looks like headphones.
Really?
Serious. Yes, sir. Yeah, it'll last like 2 hours or something like that, too. So.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, take a look. It's cheap. It's really cheap, too. A friend got it as a gift, but, I mean, I can't get better than that.
Right.
But, yeah, it's like, I think it was like $80.
Huh. Interesting.
Worth it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, right. You never know.
All right. Well, Nick, it's always a pleasure talking with you, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right.
Yep, bye.